I want to thank the Lord for the message this morning and also the Sunday school lesson and the singing. I really enjoyed the service this morning. And I think that what we have this evening is not really that far from being also something that would fit for the Easter Sunday. I'm going to start with John 13 and 34. And he says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another as I have loved you. In reality, Jesus taught us how to love. And the scripture says that we love him because he loves us. But I want to speak to you just a little bit about service to one another. And we could change the word love and it wouldn't change the meaning. We could say serve one another as I have served you. And in this particular passage, Jesus is instructing his disciples to love each other in the same way. And that this love is characterized by selflessness and sacrifice and genuine care. This verse was spoken by Jesus at the Last Supper, and verse 2 says, and supper being ended, he riseth from supper, and he laid aside his garments, and he took a towel, and he girded himself. And after that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. And he said, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. For ye know these, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I am thinking about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as he prayed, he also said, Lord, take this cup from me. And then he would always say, not my will, but thy will be done. And what we know about the cup that Jesus had, it was a cup of suffering. It was a cup of sorrow and grief. And it also was a cup that in some places it might say full of mixture. In other words, many different things are in the cup, and Jesus had to consecrate to all of those things. And we as well, just as we spoke about the crosses, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. And so I have a cross also, and I must consecrate to those things that are in the cross. It's like the last message that was brought, the unexpected cross. We don't know what's in our cup until we experience it. But Jesus knew what was in his cup, and he gladly submitted to it. But Jesus did that in spite of all of the world being against him, as Brother Dan spoke this morning of the Sunday before. He was being hailed as someone to be honored, and then a week later he was being rejected, and his enemies were destroying him, and yet he arose from the grave. So one thing I want to say is that the scripture says, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and despitefully used you. That was in the cup. That's in our cup also. So I'm thinking about when he poured the water into the basin. And you and I are not unfamiliar with that. We know what it is to go to an ordinance service. And he said we'd be happy if we knew these things and did these things. And what do we do, though, prior to going back for the feet washing? We find out those things that Jesus suffered for us and what he did for us and for our salvation. And so when we look into this basin of water as we set it down before the one that we are about to wash, I remember years ago, and it was at the Guthrie meeting, and we were going back to the back, us women were, and I said to myself, I'm going to wash the feet of the one in this group that I love the least. And so I examined each one, and I found that I loved them all. Down through the years, there have been those times, as you may have experienced also, where you would be hurt and offended. And Jesus said, you might as well expect it. You're going to have some offenses. So Jesus also had many offenses. He was rejected of his own disciples. Peter said, I'll give my life for you. And no, he said, before the morning, you're going to deny me three times. And it became so. And so you and I may experience, he said, if I'm your Lord and I'm your master, in one place he says this, what they do to you, do to me rather, they will do to you also. So we're going to experience those times. But in verse 15, he does say, I've given you an example that you should follow or do as I have done to you. So I'm looking into more and comparing the cup, our cup, and then Jesus begins to wash our feet. I'm not sure if he washed Judas's feet. He may have, but it said that he knew what he was, and he knew he was not a friend, and he knew that he was going to go and betray him, and that he would be counted as nothing more than silver or gold. And so we go a little bit farther and we have to say, well, one sister told me not too long ago that at one of the feet washing she was at, she really did have an offense with this sister, and I think that the other sister did with her. And so she said, I'm going to choose her because I want her to know that I really do want to be a servant unto her. I'm thinking about feet washing as part of our cup. When we begin, it seems as though the water is clean and pure. But most of the time, especially if we're a monarch, the water may be not too clean. So as time goes on, we still accept our sisters and our brothers. It's so important that we learn to forgive and to love as Jesus loved us. The scripture even tells us that if we do not forgive others, we will not be forgiven ourselves. I would also like to mention that Jesus told his disciples, that he did not come to be served, but to serve. As we do this ordinance, we always may say at the end of washing our brother or sister's feet, we may say little sweet encouraging things as we greet one another and try to say, I love you and I want to help you make heaven, things like that. I'm not sure what everybody says, but I want to serve you in some kind of capacity. We might say it that way. And we might even say, I will be your servant. So Jesus also said in his word that if we gave even just a cup of cold water, we would receive a reward. Jesus has plainly told us, and whatsoever ye do, do as unto the Lord, not unto men, or not to even be seen of men, but our reward will be a reward on those merits, what I have done to my fellow brother or sister, will be because we love the Lord. Hebrews 6, 10 through 12, it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Verse 11, and we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. So I would like to consider some verses also that says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Over in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verse 15, it says, I beseech you, brethren, do you know the house of Stephanas, that it is a first fruit of, and I don't know if this was a community, a Chi, and they were taught these principles, evidently, to be especially good to all men, but especially the household of faith. And it further says that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now, what do you think that would mean if I was addicted to serving the people of God? And if we're addicted to something, we have to do it. We want to do it. We may be enthusiastic about it. We may desire it above all things. So that's what I saw in here. And then it says, let all of your things be done in decency and in order, and also with charity. So when we do have our feet washing, rather, all of the women are separate from the men. That's decent. That's in order. And that's how we practice serving one another in the feet washing. And then it says in chapter 15 of Deuteronomy, verse 12, if any brother, a Hebrew, this is speaking about the time of the year of Jubilee, when those that had to serve to pay a debt or something like that, but this was the law of that time. And it says, if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, Then in the seventh year, thou shalt let him go free from thee. There was another opportunity that this servant or slave, whichever one you want to call them, and it shall be if he say, or if she say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because I love thee and thine house, and because he is well with thee. Then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through the ear unto the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. It's his choice. Do we choose to serve the Lord in his work? Do we choose to serve our brothers and our sisters in whatever capacity that they may need? I believe this is what we can relate to. And he shall be thy servant forever, and also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. So I'm thinking also of this scripture, Hebrews 6:10-20. In verse 10 it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. This is not always just preaching and things like that. We can labor in whatever capacity opens the doors open for us, and we feel that God is leading us in these capacities. And we desire that every one of you, verse 11, be shewed the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. One more scripture I want to give to you is Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Do you know that's how it is? One scripture says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He's desiring that you and I be where he is. Those that were named this morning, Sister Cheryl, Sister Vicky, Sister the one from Sister Leslie, different ones. Don't you know that God was pleased when they came into his wonderful heaven to experience those things that he's prepared for them? I believe he was. I believe he will be for each one of us. And their works do follow them. Do you think that a true saint of God is ever truly forgotten of their works that they did for the kingdom? I don't. I believe Sister Vicky's works are going to follow her, and she will always be remembered by those that she served, whether in the school or whether in the young people's meeting. She had a desire towards young people. She wanted her young people to be, to learn how to love one another, to serve one another, and she definitely showed them how. I believe that. I want to say that I love the Lord today. I'm glad to be a part of the family of God, and my testimony is, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until my work is done. I'm not sure if that's it. I don't have that song before me. I nevermore will turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for I shall gain the victory. I can't remember. I don't have my song in front of me. But let's all be encouraged. Go forward. In Jesus' name, amen.